Okay. So my presentation is about an access to care model that we developed looking at individual and community level predictors within a rural urban region in Central Texas. So I have no disclosures, and I would like to acknowledge the funding that we got to do this project, and it was from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So our specific study was a rural health population health survey, and we were conducting this survey to understand access to health care among rural and urban residents in our region in East Central Texas. And this specific region is called the Regional Healthcare Partnership 17. So our area is located in the center of Texas within what we call the Texas Triangle, which is really in the middle of the Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio areas. So we have a 9-county region that this project's looking at, 2 of which are urban counties, and then 7 of which are rural areas. And across this population, we have about 11.1% that rate their access to healthcare as poor. Within this rural area specifically, we have a higher rate of 14.6% of residents. So the way we carried out the study was through a hierarchical linear model. So we were investigating associations of interest that were existing within multiple levels of analysis. And we used this type of technique because our study was examining individuals that were nested within specific geographic areas, as in the rural and urban census tracts. So as I mentioned, the data collection that we used was a population health assessment survey, and we had a sample of a little over 5,000 participants. This survey was collected through a random sampling of a residential address list that had a phone number associated with them in our region. So about 36,000 residents were actually selected to participate, and we contacted them through a telephone first. So a little less than 25,000 of those people actually answered their phone. And of those 24,000, about 12,177 agreed to participate in the survey. And then of that 12,000, 5,230 returned the survey. So our response rate was actually about 21%, which is similar to what we've seen in other surveys similar to this nature in our region. So the sample that we looked at were 66.1% female and 39% male. Our mean age was 58 years old with a standard deviation of 12.6 years, so it was a slightly older population. And then within our sample specifically, we looked at some characteristics related to healthcare. So the average number of doctor visits that these individuals were making were a little less than 5 per year. And we found that participants traveled on average 28 minutes to utilize those health services. So in this region specifically, the furthest out rural county has to drive about 1 hour and 45 minutes to access services in the urban hubs. So 90% of our participants actually said that they had health insurance. 6% postponed health services due to inability to miss work, and 10% postponed health services due to out-of-pocket expenses, even though they did have insurance. So as I mentioned, we decided to use a hierarchical linear model because we were looking at 2 different levels of analysis. We had an individual level that was collected through the survey sample, and so these predictors that we included were individual characteristics like gender, barriers that we saw in accessing healthcare, including that out-of-pocket expense and missed work, and then also self-reported health status. We also looked at the travel time that participants said that they had to access healthcare providers. Our second level analysis was at the community level, and the predictors that we examined within this were looking at urbanicity, population density, and commuting time in number of minutes. And that was defined by census tract, and they were actually computed through RUCA codes. So this model that we investigated found that we had significant effects for travel time, health status, insurance, and the inability to miss work. So all of those things influence an individual's ability and access to health care. We also found that gender and out-of-pocket expenses were significant individual levels predictors at an alpha level of 5%. And then the interaction between insurance and RUCA code was marginally significant, had a slightly higher p-value of 0.06. In total, our model with those individual and community level predictors explained about 13% of the total variance in the healthcare utilization that we saw across the region, and 10% of variance in the average healthcare utilization by census tract. So overall, this told us that insurance does, as we probably suspected, increase healthcare utilization. We found that insured individuals visited a doctor about 3 times more than the uninsured individuals. And we found that females with and individuals with either poor or fair self-reported health status were more likely to use these services. Individuals who reported postponing services due to the inability to miss work and also out-of-pocket expenses were less likely to visit healthcare providers and did so less frequently than their counterparts. But what we found, which was very interesting, when all of these things held constant, individuals that must travel further for healthcare actually visited doctors more often than the ones that did not have to travel as far. And that actually increased by about 0.5 visits per 15 minutes of travel. So this study told us a couple really interesting things. We found that barriers to utilizing health services, like the inability to miss work and out-of-pocket expenses, did hinder the utilization of services. But we found that travel time really didn't negatively impact access as we originally suspected. We also found that when addressing the interrelation of barriers to health services and its utilization as it differs in rural counties, we didn't actually have conclusive results. So the interaction effects between our RUCA codes, which looked at the urbanicity and commuting time for residents, and the barriers were actually omitted from our final models because they had insignificant results. So that gives you an overview of our study. Does anyone have any questions? Yes. Yeah, pretty much. We found that, in survey, specifically survey research by telephone, that the sample sizes are usually always more female and then also older populations. So we did expect that going in, but we did oversample to try to get a more even split between male and female. Yeah, I mean, the census was pretty evenly split, too, with, like, 54, 46, something like that. Yeah. So it's a little bit lower, but pretty close. Yes?
Do you think that because the majority of your participants had insurance, that usually means they have more means, therefore they have the means to travel? I wonder if there's any difference if they didn't have insurance, and therefore they did not have
means? Yeah, and that's exactly why we added that predictor in of the travel time, but when we used that in the model, it did not show that it negatively impacted access. So I think in the future, if we do it, we have similar health surveys coming out in the future, and we will probably try to oversample for individuals who are uninsured so that we can explore that a bit more because we found inconclusive results. But yeah. From this study, we found that travel time did not impact that. Yes?
I guess I'm just following up. Did you look at the people who have public insurance versus those who have private insurance to see if there were differences based on that?
Right. So we actually had about 7 different types of insurance coverages that we collected information on. But in the entirety, since our sample was a little bit older, we saw a lot more of the Medicare population. So we actually coded it all as did you have insurance or didn't have insurance, because since our sample was largely older, we needed to do that. Anything else?
I'm just curious, what is the incidence generally and the variance?
distance, about an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so traditionally the rural areas have been service hubs, and so not a lot of healthcare, and especially not specialty care, are located in any of those rural areas. So most people have to travel quite a ways to get services.